A sermon for the second Sunday after Pentecost, the 6th of June 2021, based on 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 13 through to chapter 5, verse 1. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Psalm 13 says, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I bear pain in my soul and have sorrow in my heart all day long?" Are you losing heart? Losing heart is one of those terms which aptly describes a loss of hope, of meaning, of energy, ultimately of life. It is the feeling that this is too much to bear. How long, O Lord? This fourth lockdown gives us the feeling we are going backward, not forward. If it were not hard enough that this pandemic fights against being laid to rest. We are not allowed to forget it is still out there. We still must be cautious. Even here in Australia, where we think we are safe, far across the oceans from other countries who have suffered greatly at COVID's hands. But just as we free ourselves up, allow some complacency, and haven't we earned it, back into lockdown we are. Goodness, even the Mornington Peninsula has had the virus detected in its sewerage water, plus several Tier 1 exposure sites across it. COVID-19 puts us all on an equal footing across the world. And yet, inequality emerges in the huge demand for medical resources and vaccines. But the fact remains across the world is that no one, no nation, has been able to control this beast, as our state chief health officer called it last week. These words of St. Paul from today's epistle, "From an afflicted apostle to an afflicted community," seem apt. We do not lose heart. In the first chapter of this epistle, Paul talks not only about the afflictions and sufferings of the Christian community, but also the consolation of God. "He who rescued us from so deadly a peril will continue to rescue us. On him we have set our hope that he will rescue us again." We do not lose heart. I feel that many are losing heart in this pandemic in ways emotional. Some feel outrage, some feel guilt, some are frustrated, some are in emotional pain born of separation from loved ones, and some are depressed. Having the hope St. Paul writes of in chapter 1 is much easier to find when you can do something about the problem. At a moment of crisis, like an earthquake or a fire, it is amazing how people are galvanized into action. It seems what we are created to do is to act. But in this situation, we are seemingly paralyzed. We're stuck at home, doing nothing. I do not know exactly what the afflictions of the Corinthians were, or whether St. Paul is referring to himself and his companions. But his following words, "Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day." This suggests they are at the mercy of a situation or events beyond their control. And these words, I feel, speak into our own. But is our inner nature being renewed? I struggle when feeling deflated and stuck in some time warp. The reality is that these inner resources are only developed in trying circumstances. And St. Paul testifies to that earlier in this chapter when he writes, "We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. It is sobering to realize that the great majority of the biblical story is of God's people in times of trial and suffering. It is not a self-help or a self-actualization book, the Bible. It is a book that seeks hope, of faith seeking understanding, of the other, God, who is beyond our limited experience and knowledge. For us to try and grasp the big picture, or how big this picture actually is. And then, as St. Paul testifies, we find our foothold in Jesus. We have the spirit of faith that knows that God who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will bring us all into God's presence. This perspective of faith in Jesus Christ, says Paul, reduces our sufferings to a slightly momentary affliction, which is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure, because we look at what can be seen. Because we not look at what can be seen, but what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. Well, this is challenging when we have been used to experiencing the good things of life that we can usually just take hold of. But we have had, and now again, have the time to contemplate what God might be doing in our lives, the transformation of our temporal earthly tent to an eternal dwelling. What can be seen is temporal, but what cannot be seen is eternal. And I'm not saying to deny the emotions or feelings you have at this time. If anything, own them and bring them into prayer with God. Acknowledge what you miss, the pain, the frustration, or the guilt you feel. Then sit with God, listen, be still, and let the spirit of faith rise in your hearts. And then pray, Lord Jesus, help us walk by faith and not by sight. Walk beside us, Lord. Sit with us in this time of lockdown, and help our minds contemplate the eternal nature that you are working in us day by day. Amen.